Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. A triple shooting outside the Target along City Avenue last night has left a man dead. KYW Shara Day Howard reports from Winfield Heights.
I'm here in the Target parking lot on Monument Road near Bala Cynwyd on the Philly side of City Avenue, where Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says a 31-year-old man was fatally shot and two others seriously injured during a shootout here in the Target parking lot just before 9 p.m. Tuesday.
Coulter says it appears to be a drug deal gone wrong. Police have charged four people in connection to the fatal beating of a Philadelphia man found dead in a trash can last week in the city's Logan neighborhood. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Law enforcement sources say 24-year-old LaShawna Dantzler lured 22-year-old Darius Cheesebarrow and his friend over to a home she was living in on Fairhill Street on December 20th. There, they say 19-year-olds Zamir Mason and Jordan Oliver Williams beat Cheesebarrow and the other man with pots, pans, and knives. Their friend got away, but Cheesebarrow was killed. Sources say Dantzler and the two men, along with 18-year-old Zamir Burton, dumped the body in a trash can near 6th and Rockland Street, just about a block away. Dantzler and the two 19-year-olds are all charged with murder and related offenses. Burton is charged with abuse of corpse and tampering with evidence.
All the preliminary hearings are set for February. Police found a body inside a burning car in South Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Police say it was shortly before noon when they got the call that a Jeep in an abandoned Toys R Us parking lot was smoking. They say when first responders got there, they found the body of a 43-year-old man in the trunk, wrapped in a blanket. Steve says that body belonged to one of his close friends.
It's devastating, man. It was a great dude, man. Outstanding person, man. Outstanding person.
Police are hoping nearby surveillance video will help them figure out what happened. New Jersey is now the ninth state in the nation to ban what's called the panic defense by criminal defendants who attack members of the LGBTQ community. The story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Governor Phil Murphy signed the bill that bars someone from claiming the fact that the victim was gay or transgender prompted them to act in the heat of passion. John Oliveira with Garden State Equality says that defense wasn't used a lot, but it still presented a problem.
In New Jersey, we've seen that the panic defense has been used at least twice unsuccessfully. But across the nation, it's been used dozens of times to either reduce a murder charge or acquit a defendant of their crime.
Manslaughter, for example, can result in a 5 to 10 year prison term. Murder, 30 to life.
Murphy says the change will promote full equality across New Jersey. Earthworms may one day be the source of a safe and easy-to-use blood substitute for injured soldiers on the battlefield. Dr. Jacob Elmer is Associate Professor of Chemical Engineering at Villanova.
Donated blood you can't use in a military situation because it has to be refrigerated. The protein that we're looking at, earthworm hemoglobin, doesn't really require refrigeration. We can store it at very high temperatures for very long periods of time, so we might be able to treat that niche there where soldiers need blood, but they don't have access to it.
The blood substitute can also be given to any patient. Blood types aren't important, says previous blood substitutes have come from humans or cows, and all have had serious side effects. Well, an emotional support dog from Bucks County goes along for the ride to ease the anxiety of people trying to recover at treatment centers. KYW's John McDevitt reports on a transportation service that goes the extra mile.
Meet Henry. David Seychelle Trivos rescued the Shih Tzu mix last year. Seychelle's the founder of Sober Transport. He's a certified recovery specialist and has been clean himself for about 6 years. He and now Henry transport and support people on the way to treatment centers.
If you take a dog with you, it really puts the person more at ease going to treatment.
Seychelle says if a family member drives those in need of treatment to a center, they may never get there.
In my own personal experience, you can manipulate somebody to take you home or not go.
Seychelle hopes to start a nonprofit to help addicts who have pets. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.